This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. The second Arihant-class submarine, INS Arighat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy today at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arighat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arighat's construction featured advanced technologies, special materials, complex engineering, and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arighat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Inter-Ministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Kowai and Sipahijala districts tomorrow, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. Health Department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne diseases and ensure safe disposal of waste. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai and Palghar in Maharashtra tomorrow. During the visit, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects at CIDCO ground Palghar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees. He will also address Global FinTech Fest 2024 at the Geo World Convention Center in Mumbai. Meanwhile, speaking at a press conference in Palghar today, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarvananda Sonowal, said that Vadhavan Port will make distinguished identity of state and the country. On the other hand, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the third phase of construction of Arthungal Fishing Port in Alappuzha in Kerala through online mode tomorrow. Fitch Ratings has reaffirmed India's sovereign debt rating at BBB- with a stable outlook. The global rating agency in its report released today has attributed to the country's robust medium-term growth prospects and solid external finance position. On the growth front, Fitch projected India's GDP growth at 7.2% in financial year 2025 and 6.5% in financial year 2026, bolstered by public infrastructure investments, strong private sector investment in real estate, and resurgence in manufacturing. India has reaffirmed its commitment to work closely with Pacific Partner Countries and the Pacific Islands Forum, PIF, at the PIF Dialogue Partners session in Tonga today. Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, announced that India will fund quick impact projects worth $50,000 each in all 14 Pacific Island countries. In the dialogue session, the minister said India is committed to respond to vulnerabilities caused by natural hazards in the Pacific, including the threat posed by climate change and rising sea level. QIPs are small, low-cost projects that quickly deliver significant benefits such as infrastructure and economic development initiatives. In Paralympic Games Paris 2024, Indian badminton players Sukant Kadam and Tarun Dhillon today won their opening match in SL4 category in the group stage on the opening day. Another shuttler, Suhas Lahina Kere Yathiraj, silver medalist in Tokyo 2020, had a mixed day. Yathiraj started the day with a defeat in the mixed doubles SL3-SU5 partnering Palak Kohli. The 41-year-old shuttler then came back a couple of hours later to start his campaign in the men's singles SL4 on a rousing note, defeating Indonesian duo in Group A. Indian para archers Sheetal Devi today finished second and Sarita ended at 9th in women's individual compound open ranking round at Paris Paralympics 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.